Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're in here crying because Mike is doing his research. And explain to the people what you just found, man.
Well, Patrick Beverly, you know, my household, kids know, you're going to see Dad for June.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Yeah, he did play in June once. And that was the year that the season started in December because of COVID.
Okay.
He did play late in June, but again, that was the 2021 year that we played the Bucks in the conference finals.
That's right.
He was doing his work in the Western Conference. Okay. But again, that's the only reason that man was playing in June is because the season didn't start till December 22nd.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
Yeah, look.
Also not true.
Trey also mentioned in his rebuttal, which by the way, Trey, thank you. It's perfect. He says, you made it to a conference finals. I made it to a conference finals. That's the conference finals, Mike. That's the one you're talking about.
Now, Trey can also, unfortunately, have to take a knee to Patrick Beverly as far as being a Russian League All-Star.
Is that where he was an All-Star? Okay. That's unbelievable.
And a top 25 player in the Greek League.
Matthew says, Dukes and Bell, fun fact, I don't follow the NBA, but before today, I never heard of Patrick Beverly.
7 years, you made the playoffs 3 times. You're too relaxed. Get uncomfortable. Really get uncomfortable and lead your team.
Jonathan says, dude, that first segment was hilarious. He says, I didn't realize Pat Bev was Scottie Pippen. He's not.
That's what I said. I mean, he's not like this guy. And he was an all-defensive team player in 17. Great. But, I mean, to sit there and make yourself up like you were the linchpin of this. You never went to the finals. You never won a finals. You know, and whatever you did, you played on a lot of teams that got close but never got there.
When did the finals happen?
June.
Oh, June. Yes. Okay.
And the only reason he was in a conference finals that late is because, again, this season started in December.
Obviously. But I've been on teams who won 50 games.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you're the linchpin, man. You're
all right.
Man.
Couple of phone calls. We got a lot to get to. Jake Matthews, you'll hear our interview with Jake coming up at around 2:40. So stay right there. Ice in Atlanta wants to get in on this conversation. And look, the whole premise behind this is we're having a lot of fun with it. But this is the kind of crap our star catches. This is the stuff, and this is one of his peers. Again, this is a guy that played against him in the NBA. Here he is taking shots. Oh, I know. People don't want to be in Atlanta. All this crap that we hear. And, guys, this is the thing that Mike and I always have to fight when it comes to our sports teams and certainly our stars. And we don't have a whole lot of them. We hope we have more now on this Falcon football team. There's a lot of young and upcoming guys that could ultimately be stars.
Right.
But, you know, when you start talking about defending our guys, I'm sorry. Look, I think Trae Young's resume is incomplete, but that is not all of his fault when you start saying woulda, coulda, shoulda. He's just like any other star.
Right.
So,
now, I mean, we can talk about some of the guys that Patrick Beverly played with, but we can also say...
Well, Trey named him.
Right, we said it earlier. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis at this stage of his career is probably the best player that Trey is suited up with. I mean, we had John Collins, whatever you think about John Collins. I mean, and by the way,
but
guys coming in...
But he's not a perennial all-star.
Alexander Walker coming here. We talked about Luke Kennard. Guys, they could sign anywhere. They came to Atlanta.
Yes, absolutely right.
And Luke and Porzingis in the interview that he did was saying, I was really excited that I got to go to Atlanta as part of the trade from the Celtics.
Yeah, look, I think it's all baloney. You know, this whole side piece thing, that's old school. That's all played. Mm-hmm. The money in the NBA is the money. And if I can offer you the same amount of money, and in many cases for these free agents, Mike, you're going to be rich wherever you go.
Right.
Where do you want to be? And that really what it comes down to. So this is the first time that we had a chance to go out and maneuver like this in a while, which is, we said this is going to be a big offseason for us.
Now, there is something to be said, and you and I have discussed this before, from his peers. Now, again, when you do that 100 guys in the NBA, you know, just 8 guys don't like Trey, it turns out, oh, that's over 15%. there are guys that don't like Trey. They don't like his style. I guess Beverly, you can check him off as one of those guys.
You think?
But, I mean, what is Trey supposed to do? He can't draft and he can't go sign the players. He can only play with the dude. Now, was he immature? Yeah, a lot of guys, as Trey said, he came in the league at 19. Leadership is not a problem. Reaching out and the things he did with Reece Sachet last year, he did the best to play with DeJounte. That was a stupid idea in the first place.
But it wasn't, yes. But
it wasn't Trey's idea.
Yeah, correct. That came from somewhere else. All right, Ice, sorry about that, Ice. We had to get all that in. Ice in Atlanta. Hey, man, what do you think about this?
Yo, man, he's a clown, dude. But I want to drop some truth here, okay? First and foremost, Trae Young is a walking 50-point burger every time he hits the court with his points and assists. Secondly, my dude is already like top five or six and stuff when it comes to 30 and 10 games in his career.
He is.
And then lastly and stuff, he's the last guy since Oscar Robinson to lead the league in total points and total dimes in one season. So this is one of those guys in Beverly who's like that dude who's a gravy trainer and a coat rider. He's on the court at your gym, and he's like, yeah, we holding court. Game winners dropped by my dude over here, and he's yelling at y'all, you know, get off my court. That's game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's not the dude who's right. The man. So you need to shut up and recognize, and he's done.
He's done.
He's done.
And Ice, you make a great point about Trey. Like, the numbers, to be honest with you guys, are kind of mind-boggling. For 7 years in the league, and you start looking and comparing. Last year, I was talking about this. Dude, he had four 20-assist games last year. And the NBA record is five, and the guy that did it in the 80s, and that was Isaiah Thomas.
Right.
Right? And we were like, we're watching this like it's no big deal, and he had four of those and could have probably easily gotten the fifth one if he wanted it. The point is the numbers are really remarkable, but that is what Pat Beverly is saying. You can have all these numbers, Trey, but it don't matter. Well, guess what, Pat Beverly? You didn't want to chip either. When you're done, nobody's going to remember you either.
And you had a much better surrounding cast than this guy's ever had. So, look, guys, you got to have two stars on a team. Trey's never had that second star. There's been nice pieces, and the 2021 team kind of came together at the right time, and they were just clicking, man, against the Knicks and what Trey did against the Knicks and the Sixers, that was amazing. The problem is the organization didn't build on it.
They didn't build on it.
They didn't spend more money even now. We just dropped Bufkin as a backup because they're paying some salary. So that's not Trey's department. But more Falcon talk, but everybody was buzzing on this. This made the rounds nationally with Beverly's squabble with Trey and then Trey shooting back.
All right, Kev, is it Kev the limo? Is that right? All right, Kev. What's going on, Kevin? How you doing, man? Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, Patrick Beverly is like a gnat at a barbecue. He's just annoying. He's like RG3, like when he's like on the podcast, just trying to get clickbait. He couldn't even average 6 points in a rec league. And Trey is the complete opposite. He's a pure point guard, and haters are going to hate, and he's just trying to remain relevant. So that's what I got.
Appreciate
Talk to you guys later.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you, Kevin. Kevin the limo. Is he in the limo? Is the limo?
Right.
Oh, he's a limo driver.
Send us your information. We're always looking for good limo
content. No doubt. I mean, we might want to hit the town one night. 404-726-0929. Appreciate your calls, man. It's just, it's crazy. NBA season is around the corner, guys. And you know, again, we hope we have a really good team. We are your home for Hawks basketball, so you get a chance to listen all season long. But this was one of those things where our star doesn't respond to hardly, if anything. And this was one of those things where he's like, look, I'm going to sit down for 11, 12 minutes and tell you how I feel about this. And I thought it was compelling. And I thought the response, Mike, as you said, measured and perfect.
Right.
If Trey was yelling and screaming and cussing, it would have been like, oh, Pat Beverly won. Pat Beverly didn't win anything.
Right.
I feel like, you know what, Trey made his point, Mike, and I think he kind of stuck it to him a little bit.
I mean, he was just killing him with facts and logic. And there was a few times that Trey got up from his table like, compose himself, so he wasn't going to be sitting there dropping.
Yeah, because he's like, what the hell am I doing? And like, why am I even responding to this dude?
And Beverly's going off and just cussing up a store. I was like, come on, man.
You wouldn't think Beverly was LeBron the way he's talking.
Right.
Right?
Exactly right.
You would think.
But anyway, it is funny how guys look, and I get it. You know, we're in a business to get people excited and talk about things, but I mean, to sit there and just fabricate stuff like, Beverly, you're living in a fantasy world, man. You know, I tell my kids every time there's a pandemic and the season starts late, I will not be home for June.
Because the season started late. Oh, my goodness. All right.
So, you know, if you're doing one of those, like, fact check when there's, like, streaming, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. Yes. That's right. Well, here's the other thing. And I don't know anything about this podcast. And another thing, Mike. Who's the dude co-signing this guy? All in the background.
Really?
Sounds like he's trying to say he better than you.
You think so?
Who is this dude?
Is that what happened? Really?
Right, because you score a lot of points and a lot of assists, but you lose.
Well, see. Yeah. Like he's just trying to take it as a chance to take a shot that you haven't been in an All-Star game.
Shut up.
Obviously, but I've been on teams who won 50 games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. All right. This. You know what? I'm gonna laugh for days about this. This is unbelievable. Hey, man. We got to get into some Falcons conversation, and we will. Mike's a little concerned with what Vegas is saying about this game. With the point spread, doesn't mean we win or lose, guys. We're just simply talking from a betting standpoint. We're gonna give you our official picks tomorrow on the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.